Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Congratulations to all the young men from Rock Hill, Northwestern, and South Point, as Breon Love noted on X, Football City USA went 3-0 last week, scoring 135 points and holding all three opponents to 0 points. We have eight guys active in the NFL, and the results Friday night is a big reason why. Let's start picking some Friday night's losers.
All right, Gino, here we go. Somerville versus Sumter.
The series between the Green Wave and the Gamecocks goes back to 1965 and is tied at 15 wins apiece. Kickin' Chickens borrow some jets from the Air Force Base and drop the mother of all bombs in the Emerald Sea. Know what happens when you drop a brick into a septic tank? You get a green wave. Friday, night's loser, the Somerville Green Wave.
Greenville versus J.L. Mann.
The battles between the Red Raiders and the Patriots go back to 1965, and the Raiders hold a 32-21 advantage along with an 8-game winning streak. Mann hasn't won this game since 2014. The Loyalists don't have enough firepower to outshoot the G-Men at beautiful Serene Stadium. Friday, night's loser, the J.L. Mann Patriots.
Buford versus May River.
The Green Eagles hold a 5-2 advantage over the Sharks in this young series, and four of the seven games have been decided by 6 points or less. The Port Royal Predators find fins to the left and fins to the right, and they are the only thing in town. Friday, night's loser, the Buford Green Eagles, in a close one.
Abbeville versus Crescent.
The Panthers and the Tigers have been playing each other since 1962, and Abbeville holds a 47-3 advantage. The last time Crescent won the game was in 1990. Some things don't change. The fur will be flying, but in the end, the half-moon Asian carnivores can't outclaw the 2A top cats in the Abbeville jungle. Friday, night's loser, the Crescent High Tigers.
West Ashley versus Wando.
The Wildcats and the Warriors have been meeting each other since 2000, and Wando has a 14-9 advantage. But West Ashley has won the last three in a row. Make it four. The River Felines turn over the canoes of the River Braves and win the Battle of the Lowcountry Rivers. Friday, night's loser, the Wando Warriors.
Louisville versus Rich Spring Minetta.
The Lions lead this series 5 wins to the Trojans 2 wins. Louisville pummeled Rich Spring Minetta 40-0 last year. Won't be much different this year. The two-town brushy-headed Warriors get eaten alive by the kings of the Richburg jungle. Friday, night's loser, the Rich Spring Minetta Trojans, by a lot.
Hartsville versus Irmo.
It's hard to believe, but the Red Foxes and the Yellow Jackets have only met once, and that was last year. Irmo edged Hartsville 17-14. The Sandhills Forest Dogs outlast the Midlands Mud Wasps and pull away in the fourth quarter. Friday, night's loser, the Irmo Yellow Jackets.
Fort Mill versus Lugolf Elgin.
The Yellow Jackets and Blue Demons have been playing each other off and on since 1978. Fort Mill holds a 17-5 advantage. The Sting swarms all over the Kershaw County Imps and poisons them in Bob Jones Stadium. Friday, night's loser, the Lugolf Elgin Blue Demons.
Chester versus Catawba Ridge.
The Copperheads lead this young series 2-0. But that was then, and this is now. The Big Red Tornadoes blow the Red Wigglers out of Storm Central USA and all the way back to W's Bridge Road. Friday, night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
Dorman versus Clover.
The Cavaliers and Blue Eagles have played each other 5 times, with Dorman winning 4 of those games. Perry Woolbright's Big Blue Raptors swoop down on Jake Morris's feather-capped swashbucklers and pluck out their eyes at the U. Friday, night's loser, the Dorman Cavaliers.
Rock Hill versus York.
This series goes back to 1911, and the Bearcats lead it 31 wins to 18 by the Cougars. York has won 6 out of the last 10 games. Dr. Dean's White Rose Pumas can't make some defensive plays, and the Diamond-Headed Cats do. Friday, Knights loser, the York Cougars in a close one.
South Point versus South Florence.
The Stallions and the Bruins have met 2 times with 1 win each. The line of scrimmage is a big key in this game. The Big Red Chargers stand their ground on both sides of the ball to send the Dancing Blue Bars back home. Friday, Knights loser, the South Florence Bruins.
Gaffney versus Northwestern.
The Trojans and the Indians series goes back to 1972, and Northwestern has a 29-26 advantage in wins. While the Trojans have a slim lead in wins, they aren't too successful at the new and improved reservation. The Purple and Gold Warriors march into a trap set by the Broad River Braves. No wave tonight. Friday, Knights loser, the Northwestern Trojans. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are, and take a little time to attend to support the teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push it back, push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be yelling.